Blog Talk Radio.
I stroll through the picture, what I've left behind. You want again. I'm locked up in memories, they all intertwine. The memories in my mind. I know tomorrow, 'cause that dawn will come. You will never know what you've done.
Good evening. Welcome to the Stop Child Abuse Now Blog Talk Radio Show, brought to you by the National Association of Adult Survivors of Child Abuse. My name is Timmy Shopstall. I'm calling in from Lighthouse Point, Florida, and I'll be your host tonight. Tonight's show is a question and answer show discussion topic. We should have a special guest, Felicia Johnson, calling in from Florida. Hopefully she'll call in soon. Before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about NASCA. The National Association for Adult Survivors of Child Abuse is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're self-supporting through our own contributions. Here at NASCA, we have a single purpose to address issues related to childhood abuse, trauma, and neglect, including sexual assault or violent or physical abuse, and we do so from two perspectives. We educate the public, especially getting society over the taboo of discussing childhood sexual abuse, and we present the facts to show child abuse to be a pandemic worldwide problem that affects everyone. We also offer hope and healing through numerous paths, providing many services to adult survivors of child abuse and information for anyone who is interested in many issues involving prevention, intervention, and recovery. It's just me on here tonight, so I will go over a little bit of the stats that we have. Our show, our association has a website called NASCA.org, and if you go to NASCA.org, you'll see our mission statement, and you'll see contact lists, primary volunteers, NASCA ambassadors. We have videos. We have highlights. We have a lot of tools to help people who may be in need. The National Association, we do reach an international audience. We reach a lot of people in the United States, but we reach an international audience as well. So we appreciate anyone who calls in and wants to get a discussion going. I am here to help you guys. Let's see, to some of the sites. We do have primary contact lists. We have people who do participate a lot in NASCA. We have links to global recovery programs. We have a link to help you if you want to start a recovery group. We have a calendar of events. We have Scan radio show talk like tonight. We have an ambassador project. We have some mobile sites. We have promotionals, and we have some articles. We have current letters. Let me see if anybody has popped in. Nope, not yet. We have some current news articles. We have some sign-ups. We have feature articles. We have news from the past. We have some statistics if you want to know some statistics about child abuse. We have some medias and some videos and some graphics. We have a tab called All About Recovery. We have some information that is recovery as an adult. We have some self-help groups. We have some professional help. And if you want to find a professional, we have a link to that. We have a link to government help, book list. We have comments and letters, and we have a link to our NASCA on Facebook. We also have Protecting Our Children. We have a link that has some information on protecting our children, prevention and intervention, some federal resources. We have some fellow nonprofits, the Missing Offenders, media outreach. We have some information about our founders, and we've got some information on forum. Participation in NASCA. We have a list of some of our volunteers, some of our main volunteers. We have a contact list. We have primary volunteers, and we have the NASCA Ambassador Program list. We have a link for young adults who wants to get involved, and we have a link for veterans and cops as well. We also have our 12 traditions, and we have our 12-step radio information. So if you'd like to participate, the number is 646-595-2118. That's 646-595-2118. We were going to have a special guest, Felicia Johnson, who should be calling in from Miami. This is an example of an incredible person that we have that participates in NASCA. She has a story of transformation. She was physically and sexually abused, taken from her family, placed in foster care, where she would stay for 10 years. She emancipated at the age of 16, facing multiple hardships. And we hear this a lot. Felicia refused to allow her past to dictate her future. Good for her. She also pushed through the pain to embark on her healing journey and began to see triumph in her trauma. She is a survivor. At 7 years old, I was sexually molested by an uncle, physically abused by a stepfather, and labeled as a troubled child by my mother. Felicia became quite the advocate and activist. She created the story. She created Heal Your Story, a foundation to help trauma survivors and encourage at-risk youth and transformation in their useful experience to living and building a better life. On her episodes, she welcomed various hosts. On our episodes, we welcome various hosts, survivor professionals who assist in fielding questions and lead a variety of topics suggested by all our call-in participants. The trauma-informed perspective as survivor professionals will help them guide discussions and issues of child abuse, trauma-healthy human sexuality, and spring the questions from topics for the listeners. Everyone is encouraged to come on the show. So, again, if you'd like to participate, that number is 646-5118. I will give it a few more minutes. I will go back to our website. Here at NASCA, we're fighting for kids and we're serving adult survivors. Be aware, be a voice, be a hero. To go over some of the stats we have, I'll go to the page that has stats. How about that? Some of the stats that we have. Let me keep an eye on the radio. And if people don't call in a few minutes, I'll go ahead and end the show. Okay. What are the statistics of abuse? First, the number below, is the numbers that we have that deal with childhood sexual abuse is only figures. Imagine how bad they can be if we added the kids who experience violence, neglect, and emotional trauma as a result of growing up in a dysfunctional family and didn't tell anyone. Statistics only come from reporting. We don't have accurate numbers. A lot of the child sex abuse and violence is never known. But the statistics that are known update regularly. They come from reputable official reports, include information from reliable government organizations. Some of the stats back when these stats were accumulated. Let me see if anybody's called in. Back when these stats were accumulated, 42 million survivors of sexual abuse survivors were in America. Somewhere between 2/3 and 90% of sexual abuse victims never tell. 293 children are youth and are estimated to be at risk of exploitation. 100,000 were prosecuted annually. 90% are abused by someone they know, love, or trust. 90% are people they know their victims. 20% of child sexual victims are under the age of 8. Most never tell. Some don't even recall the abuse. 55% of girls living on the streets engage in prostitution. 20% of prostituted girls are transported across state lines for services. The average age of entry of girls into prostitution is between 12 and 14 years old. Wow, can you imagine that, being 12 or 14 years old? Only 1 in 7 children are regularly Internet users and receive sexual solicitations online. 1 in 3 is exposed to unwanted sexual material. 1 in 25 receives a request to meet someone in real life that they've met online. 800,000 children are reported missing every year in the United States, or 2,000 every day. An estimated 200,000 are abducted by family members, 58,000 are non-family members. 200,000 are abducted by family members, 58,000 are non-family members, and the primary motive is sexual abuse. The most serious cases, the child is abducted by a stranger and killed, held for ransom, or taken with intentions to keep. According to the Department of Justice, 74% of the children who were abducted later found murdered and were killed within 3 hours of being taken. Every second does count. And we know this. When children do disappear, they're never found most of the time. And I know that's really sad. Usually when they are found, it's very, very quickly. It's just really sad. Let me go back to this. Children exposed to violence are more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol, suffer from depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic disorders, fail or have difficulty in school, and become delinquent and engage in criminal behavior. 60% of Americans are exposed to violence, crime, and abuse in homes or committees. Almost 40% of American children were direct victims in 2 or more violent acts. 1 in 10 are victims of 5 or more. Children are likely to be exposed. Children are more likely to be exposed to violence and crime than adults. Almost 1 in 10 American children saw one family member assault another family member, and 25% have been exposed to violence in their life. A child's exposure to one type of violence increases likelihood that the child will be exposed to other type of violence at times. Okay, well, so those are some of the stats. I'll talk for just a little bit more. Hopefully somebody will call in. If not, I'll go ahead and end the show. The number is 646-595-2118. I am a survivor of child abuse. When I was a child, my mother divorced my father. She moved back in with her parents. I was physically, mentally, and emotionally abused by my grandmother. I know what it feels like. There is nothing worse than being a 4-year-old child and having someone tell you that this world would be better off had you never been born. That's what I endured. My innocence hadn't been stolen at this time, but some of the effects that we have from child abuse is low self-esteem. Low self-esteem can come from all aspects of child abuse. I know with sexual abuse, my innocence was attempted to be stolen when I was 9 years old. A lot of times there's 2 different types of child abuse that I've encountered speaking to everyone, and both are equally as damaging. One is, taken by force, just raped, pillaged, held down, forced, told you're nothing, came from the time of birth. And then you have the other kind that is, you're my special, we have this special relationship, you're special, that's why we can have this. A lot of times the damage comes from that is a narcissism. Told at an early age that we can perform these sexual acts because we're special. We're better than everybody else. You can imagine how confusing that is to a child being put in an adult situation and then told that you're put in that situation that you don't really understand because you're special. And then when you grow up and you endure the dysfunction, then you realize that, it wasn't right and you've got other issues about it, but you learn how to manipulate and you learn to think, I'm above everybody else. And both of them are equally as damaging. I've experienced both with the interviews that I've given. We don't measure each other's abuse. Whether you were beaten and battered once or you were beaten and battered from the time you can remember, it doesn't matter. We don't measure each other's child abuse. whether you were sexually violated once or from the time you can remember, it doesn't matter. You were abused. It is never, ever, ever the child's fault for any kind of child abuse. There is nothing a child can do, no matter what, that can justify that behavior. A lot of times when we deal with sexual abuse, you know, the act of sex feels good. You know, if somebody rubs your vagina or your penis, it feels good. It doesn't matter if you're 3 or 30. That's just being a human. And that is used against victims. Well, you liked it. You wanted it. You asked for it. You leaned into it. And then when children are manipulated at an early age, they're put into adult situations that they should never be put into. It's confusing. And that's where a lot of the guilt comes from is, you know, well, you know, somebody tells you asked for it, you deserved it, you wanted it, and it felt good to you. The guilt comes through. Well, maybe I did do something. And a lot of times we have people who are sexually abused. They have multiple abusers, and that's confusing as well, because you think, well, this one did it. It must be me. I must be putting out vibes. Well, that's not true. There is nothing a child can do, but predators, a lot of times, they can pick up on these things. The predators, they can tell by the way children, you know, carry themselves and behave that they're an easy target. And so a lot of times we have that, and that's where some of the guilt comes from as well. But again, there is nothing any child can do to deserve or promote or be guilty of that. Don't let anyone ever tell you that, because it's just simply not true. Children are children, and they're put in adult situations, and they're expected to behave physically and mentally and emotionally.